TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
Jim Lord here.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
And we're on now.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
Yeah, I know.
But kindness is the answer.
Right here on TCN Mornings and
everywhere.
Good morning, kids and parents. It's Thursday, the first day of June. And today is National Say Something Nice Day. Yes, it is. National Say Something Nice Day. The purpose for this day is to counteract the lack of civility and what used to be known as common courtesy that we see all around us these days. And hopefully we, meaning you and I, can start the ball rolling to create more friendliness and the seeking of mutual understanding among all people. So let's begin today on this National Say Something Nice Day. And then continue every day going forward and see if we can make it catch on with those around us. If my old Irish pappy said it once, he said it 1,000 times. If you can't say something nice, just don't say anything at all. Now, don't misunderstand. That doesn't mean you shouldn't hold personal convictions that might disagree with someone else's. But when they do, you can still be nice about it. So happy National Say Something Nice Day to you. Well, speaking of saying something nice or not, the story coming up is about just such an occasion. Let's see how it turns out. It's called Blah, Blah, Blah. Yeah, it really is. And it starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning of a Hero.
Mr. Bradshaw's class was studying from their social studies book about how people lived long ago during the early days of America. When he asked for a volunteer to read a certain paragraph, Caleb immediately volunteered. Caleb really enjoyed learning things from history, and he read clearly and accurately, but he had not yet developed his reading to the point of having a lot of expression. As soon as he finished, another boy from across the room started saying, blah, 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 until Becky, realizing he was making fun of Caleb, quickly called out the other boy's name and said, no! She was horrified that her classmate had been so rude. Ordinarily, Mr. Bradshaw would have told Becky not to speak out in class like that, but he let it go for the moment. Later, when it was time to go outside for recess, the teacher asked Becky and the boy who had mocked his classmate to stay behind. The boy had already had time to think about what he had done because of Becky's reaction and was already feeling sorry and wanted to apologize to Caleb. Mr. Bradshaw congratulated Becky for taking up for Caleb, even though she might have gotten into trouble for speaking out like that in class. Then the boy said,
I guess I was kind of acting like a jerk.
And Becky was being a hero. Mr. Bradshaw had to say, yes, that's what it looked like for a few minutes there. But I'm sure if you'll run outside and find Caleb, you can make everything all right. And that's exactly what he did. I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of these heroes. And I know that you can become a hero, too.
So, do you like to read aloud? Do you like to speak in front of a lot of people? If so, why? If not, why not? Also, when Caleb was reading in class and the other boy made fun of him, how did that make you feel? And what if you were reading and the same thing happened to you? How would you feel then? What did you think about Becky's coming to Caleb's rescue? Would you do the same thing if you saw someone else being mistreated? And finally, do you think this is a good situation to use my old Irish pappy's advice? If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Just some things to think about as you go through your day today.
You know, we talk a lot about helping and sharing and things like that here on TC in Mornings, so here's your opportunity to do just that. If you're a listener, and I'm guessing you are if you're hearing this, and if you enjoy what you're hearing, then share. It's just like sharing a smile. It costs you nothing, and it can hopefully brighten someone else's day as well. So tell everybody you know about TCN Mornings every weekday at tcnmornings.com or anywhere. Just Google TCN Mornings. Okay, just ahead, another visit with my old Irish pappy. Also, the question of the day and a reflection of your future. It's all coming up next here on this Thursday edition of TCN Mornings. All right, so let's have a quick listen to my old Irish pappy, a man just full of wisdom about life and how to live it better.
Young men, hear me out on this, because it's very important. Never think the world owes you anything. Yes, you have certain rights just by being a person and by being a citizen of the world, but you need to be making your own way through life. And you need to be doing it with an attitude of helping others while you're helping yourself.
Absolutely. Never think the world owes you anything. Yes, of course, you have certain rights just by being a person and by being a citizen of the world. But you need to be making your own way through life. And you need to be doing it with an attitude of helping others while you're helping yourself. And here we go with the question of the day. In the story earlier, we heard about the boy who was having a problem putting a lot of expression into his reading when he was reading aloud. And that's okay. He was still learning. But if a person is struggling a bit to be able to read well, what are some things he or she can do to help himself or herself? So that's your question. If a person is struggling a bit to be able to read well, what are some things he or she can do to help himself or herself? If you know, email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, and of course, your answer. And the first correct answer will be featured right here tomorrow. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. So about the question from yesterday, we celebrated the birthday of Bob Hope yesterday, even though it actually fell over the holiday weekend. But we heard that Bob Hope is well remembered for the time he spent going overseas to where members of the United States military were stationed around the world. He worked through an organization called the USO. So that was your question. What is the USO? What do the letters USO stand for? When was it started? And who started it? Well, Kenley from Lancaster, Ohio, said the USO is a nonprofit organization that provides live entertainment and other programs for members of the United States Armed Forces and their families. USO stands for United Service Organizations. And it was started on February 4th, 1941, by President Franklin Roosevelt. And Kenley, all of that is exactly right, so thank you for your answer. Okay, just one more quick segment ahead, but as for me, I will see you tomorrow for the Friday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
How many adults do you know who seem to have just stagnated where they are? They have only wishes for the future while they try desperately to keep the bills paid. They often complain about their jobs, and they are easily discouraged.
You see, many adults who are burdened with life's responsibilities and who are struggling along in life were once young people who didn't visualize their futures and follow through. On the other hand, people who do incorporate vision are easy to spot. They are full of energy. They grow. They accomplish. So take some time right now to visualize who and where you want to be in your future, and keep that mental picture with you always. Every time you look into a mirror, take a moment to remember that future you. It really will make a difference if you do. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network, TCNmornings.com.